Last month, 52-year-old Ron Gooch achieved a personal best. He bowled 300, a perfect game. Granted, he's no stranger to the lanes. He's been bowling since he was six, and he carries a 200 average. But here's what makes Mr. Gooch's game remarkable. He can't see the pins. Ron Gooch is legally blind, and as far as record keepers can tell, he's one of 11 legally blind bowlers in the country with a perfect score. Mr. Gooch joins us now from Morris, Illinois. That's about an hour outside Chicago. Welcome to the program and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be on your show.
Well, I wonder if this is like with a perfect game in baseball. You know, nobody talks about it because they don't want to jinx it before it's over. Did that happen at the bowling alley?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, after you get like, say, eight or nine in a row, everybody starts watching you. And when I was going into the 10th frame with a chance to bowl a 300, it was unbelievable because everybody just kind of stopped and let me go by myself. You know, 30 lanes just stopped all at once.
Wow. What did you do right after you bowled the perfect game?
Well, when I had my 11th one in a row, I had to stand there and wait for my ball. It seemed like it took like an hour for my ball to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy Jim said, whatever you do, don't turn around. Pick up your ball and go. The whole bowling alley is watching you. And when I let the ball go, everybody started like, come on, come on, come on, come on. And when I hit the pins and I got a strike, it was like the greatest feeling on earth for a bowler. Because everybody wants to get a 300. And I never ever thought in my lifetime I would be ever to get one.
No, you didn't.
No, and I did. You know, it's unbelievable.
What's visible to you, Mr. Gooch, when you're bowling? What can you see?
Well, it's like looking into a flashlight. You know, I can see the light. I know what I'm throwing at. It's just like looking into a flashlight. And say if I get eight or nine pins, well, part of the light is still there. You know, and then I have to knock down like the rest of the light. My father taught me to line up my feet and bowl. You know, you don't have to see the pins to bowl.
So the pins are appearing to you as just a bright white light at the end of the lane.
Yeah, it's like a flashlight or a light bulb.
Your dad was a big bowler himself.
Yeah, he was one of the better bowlers in Grundy County back in the 70s and 80s, and he taught me to bowl, and I spent a lot of time at the bowling alley and just a normal kid out there bowling, and nobody treated me any different or nothing because I could bowl as good as the average 12-year-old.
Probably better.
And better than a lot, yes.
Well, Mr. Gooch, what's your next goal?
Well, let's try to do it again, I guess. I mean, we're going to have a baby. We found out right before I bowled the 300 that Tammy is not supposed to be able to conceive, but all of a sudden she conceived, and I bowled 300, and I'm 52 years old. Now, it's kind of scary having a child that late, you know? But God did it.
Huh. Well, it's been a big year all around, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's been quite the whirlwind last month.
Well, Ron Gooch, congratulations. Thanks for telling us about it.
Wow. It was one of the most awesome things ever. Everybody should bowl a 300, I swear.
I'll keep working on it. Thanks. That's Ron Gooch, who is legally blind. Last month, he rolled a perfect game, 12 strikes, at Echo Lanes in Morris, Illinois.
You're listening to All Things Considered.